Russia issues local militia with hunting rifles after Belgorod counter-invasion embarrassment. By Oliver J.J. Lane on August 4, 2023. Territorial defense volunteers have been issued weapons and equipment in regions bordering Ukraine. Russia says, in a move possibly responding to Ukraine's unopposed crossing of the border for its small-scale counter-invasion of Belgorod this year. Volunteers were issued with rifles, drones, radios, and U.S.-built SUVs in the Kursk and Belgorod oblasts this week, Russian regions bordering Ukraine's northeast. Belgorod was the scene of a sensational border raid in May when a brigade of what were alleged to be Kyiv-loyal Russian citizens armed with NATO equipment crossed the border eastwards unopposed. While the raid was short-lived, it caused considerable concern within Russia and the step of issuing rifles in a country whose gun laws are much stricter than the U.S. For instance, to volunteer civilians may betray an anxiety to prevent a repeat performance. Indeed, legal concerns over the handing out of weapons appear to be at the forefront of discussion, with Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov addressing that area first. The Kremlin's wires service reports he said, "The main thing here is that everything is carried out in strict accordance with the law. And, of course, is carried out in connection with the situation that exists on the ground in this border region. These are measures that are necessary against the backdrop of attacks. Attacks that are carried out from the territory of Ukraine." According to the report, concerns were raised that the weapons could fall into the wrong hands. Peskov denied the possibility, saying there were control mechanisms in place. In the Belgorod region where weapons were issued on Wednesday, there are around 3,000 territorial self-defense volunteers who have been under training since 2022. In Kursk, it is claimed there are a further 3,000. At the moment, the number of actual firearms handed over the volunteers seems to be reasonably low. In Kursk, it is reported they want to increase the number of rifles issued to 300 in the near future. The priority has been to give the weapons to the most experienced volunteers, who have already received combat and psychological training and assessment. The weapons involved are reported to be civilian self-defense weapons and hunting firearms. Among them are Saiga MK rifles, a Kalashnikov-made civilian derivative of the AK-74M that comes with a 10-round magazine to comply with Russian law on civilian firearms, and according to its sales literature is suitable for sport, recreation, and small game hunting. The volunteers have also received small arms, small drones, anti-drone jamming equipment, and U.S. Patriot SUVs. Per reports emerging at the time of the launch of the territorial defense units in 2022, it was envisioned they would be manned by those who, for reasons of age or disability, are not eligible to serve in the armed forces. Later, it was claimed that the militia was specifically targeting women for recruitment. It is said the purpose of the militias is to stand up for volunteers, native land and family, but also help the police and military enforce martial law, including the fight against saboteurs.